Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bimonthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email, or you can receive it as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Just get a hold of us, let us know what we can do, and we'll be happy to add you to that list, and the subscription is always free. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com on your computer and subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do, to Fulton County Gospel News. You can do the same thing on your smartphone. You can go to your app store, download the Podbean app for free, and then follow Fulton County Gospel News in that way. Today, I want to read an article to you from the May and June edition, 2015 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. It's an article that I wrote, and it's entitled, "The Intolerance of the Tolerant." So this article is a little over 7 years old, but when you look at things, the way things have happened in our country and the cultural shifts that we have seen, to me this article even has more prevalence today. In any discussion, a definition of terms is absolutely necessary. Not only is a definition of terms necessary, but also of worldviews. What determines how an individual sees things in the world? It could be the case that a person's family and or friends is the strongest influence on how that person views the world in which he lives, 2 Timothy 1:5. It might also be the case that one's physical environment or location could impact certain definitions and views, John 4:20. For the child of God, family and location do not determine truth. God's Word is the source of truth in the world, John 17:17. A child of God can live in any location, under any circumstance, and still know the will of the Lord. God's truth is universal and absolute. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Matthew 24:35. That being said, what is intolerance? Dictionary.com says it is an unwillingness or refusal to tolerate or respect opinions or beliefs contrary to one's own. The definition of tolerance from the same website is interesting. A fair, objective, and permissive attitude toward those whose opinions, beliefs, practices, racial or ethnic origins differ from one's own. It is important to be fair and objective. We are commanded to judge righteously, John 7:24, and to show no partiality, James 2:1 and 9. However, what about the word permissive in the above definition? About what are we told to be permissive? The world says we should tolerate, be permissive of the following: abortion, now known as reproductive rights; gay marriage, because love knows no gender; Islam, because it is a religion of peace; drinking, premarital sex, rioting in the streets, etc., etc. How is the child of God to think in such a permissive, non-judgmental society? The problem is that many children of God are being conformed to this world. Paul wrote, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:1-2. There are several words that must be understood in this passage in order for the Christian to think correctly. First, the word holy. We are commanded to be holy, even as God is holy, 1 Peter 1:15-16. We are called with a holy calling, 2 Timothy 1:9. The word in the Greek language means set apart, sanctified, chaste, pure. The child of God is set apart from the world, Galatians 1:4. And 1 John 2:15-17. We are not to think or act like the world thinks and acts. We are not to define terms or have a worldview that is fostered by the world. The second word is acceptable. No one wants to feel left out or unimportant or unloved. However, our greatest concern must be whether or not we are acceptable to God. The English word acceptable used by Paul is a compound word in the Greek meaning well-pleasing. We must be concerned with what is well-pleasing to the Lord, Ephesians 5:10. The standard of judgment that all of humanity will face is the word of Christ, John 12:48. At what point in time has God ever approved of the shedding of innocent blood? At what point in time has God ever approved of homosexuality? At what point in time has God ever approved of changing His pattern for worship? The third word is conformed. This word in the Greek language literally means to be fashioned together with, to fashion alike, to conform to the same pattern. God's child is not to look like the world. God's child is not to think like the world. However, in our society, if you buck the current trends, you are labeled as a hater or a bigot. You are considered behind the times if you stand against any of the sinful activities listed above. The world is constantly trying to squeeze us into a mold it has made. The next word we need to know is transform. We get our English word metamorphosis from the Greek word found here. It is defined to transfigure, to change one's form. This same word is used of Jesus when He was transfigured, as recorded in Matthew 17. How does the Christian make this metamorphosis? Paul said, by the renewing of your mind, in Romans 12:2. As stated in the beginning of this article, one's thinking can be fashioned by many different factors, and the child of God understands this. Even Jesus warned the apostles of this by saying, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, Matthew 16:6. He was telling them not to be influenced by the teachings of these two groups. The child of God today must beware of the leaven of the world. Okay, so just a break from the reading for a second. This next paragraph is going to show you exactly how dated this article is. It's 2022 now, but when I wrote this article, there were some things going on in the country, so that's what follows in this next paragraph. The Supreme Court of the United States began hearing arguments concerning homosexual marriage on Tuesday, April 28, 2015. A ruling on their hearings should be made sometime later this year. Statistics show that most of the millennial generation supports same-sex marriage at 62%. Two of the current justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan, have already performed same-sex marriages. Justice Sonia Sotomayor has already stated that people should be allowed to marry whoever they want to marry. There are even, quote-unquote, Christian groups who are pushing this agenda. One of the most vocal groups on the internet is Gay Christian Network. Sadly, there are those who are members of the Lord's Church who are attempting to advance the cause of the homosexual community. We are all inundated with the quote-unquote fact that things are changing and that the world is different than it used to be. What is the child of God to do? First, know the revealed will of God. God has spoken to us through His Son, Hebrews 1:1-2. If we do not know what God's Word says, we will be susceptible to many false claims. We have access to the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, Jude 3. And we must stand fast on the Word of God, Ephesians 6:13. Next, the Christian must expose the darkness with the light of God's Word, Ephesians 5:11. It's not enough to know what sin is. We must also expose it for what it is. Sin will separate people from their Creator for all eternity. Are we to tolerate sin because we love people and don't want them to feel rejected? Is it better to allow people to live in and be lost in sin? Thirdly, Christians must understand the nature and origin of temptation and sin. James is very clear on this issue. God does not tempt us to sin. Temptation comes from our own lusts when we are drawn away or baited. When we give in to temptation, sin is the result. James 1:13-15. Do not misunderstand the nature and origin of temptation and sin. Finally, treat all people with love and concern. We are to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. Loving someone does not mean not offending them. Jesus' message about sacrifice and priorities caused the rich young ruler to walk away, Mark 10:22, even though Jesus loved him, Mark 10:21. His love for this wealthy young man did not prevent Jesus from speaking the truth. Our love for souls will not tolerate sin in our lives or in the lives of others. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. All right, so that's the end of that article, The Intolerance of the Tolerant. And the way things have changed within the last 7 years, it's quite amazing. I think social media has a lot to do with it. Twitter, Facebook, all of these social media platforms where people can get out and voice their opinion, you know, supposed freedom of speech, but then they can be banned, they can be shouted down by the mob, and a lot of bad things can happen. It's interesting that those who claim to be the most tolerant in our society are the first ones, typically, to shout you down when you take any kind of moral stand or any kind of spiritual stand, because you're intolerant, you're unloving, you're judgmental. And I think they fail to see the irony when they talk about being about people being so judgmental, when that's precisely what they're doing. They are pronouncing a judgment, and it's because they don't like what you say, or they disagree with what you say, or they disagree with your worldview. And so be aware, sometimes the most intolerant people are those who claim to be the most tolerant. What they want is an echo chamber. They'll agree with anybody who agrees with them. If you disagree with them, okay, you're the bigot, you're the racist, you're the homophobe, whatever, you know, whatever disparaging remarks they can make about you, they'll make about you, because remember, they're so tolerant. Well, again, that's pretty ironic, because they're absolutely not that. All right, well, I appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you'd like to get the paper, visit our website, get a hold of us, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Let us know what we can do for you. If you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com and become a follower of Fulton County Gospel News. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.